President Trump sees yesterday's U.S. Supreme Court ruling on a travel ban as a clear victory for national security. WNYC's Beth Fertig reports immigration advocates aren't so sure.
The Supreme Court ruling upholds the president's 90-day travel ban on people from six mostly Muslim countries, but with limits. It allows foreign nationals to come here so long as they have a bona fide relationship with a person or entity in the United States. That means students, employees, and family members won't be turned away, nor will refugees connected with U.S. aid organizations. Omar Jadwat, director of the ACLU's Immigrants' Rights Project, says there's not much left of Trump's original executive order.
It really is not, I think, at all the broad ban that the president has been seeking to impose.
He says the ban now only applies to tourists, and there aren't a lot of those coming from Yemen, Somalia, or Syria. But that depends how it's carried out, specifically how you define a person's bona fide relationship with their contact in the U.S.
The Supreme Court, in hearing this, has essentially created a brand new legal category, and we have days, if not hours, to try to figure out exactly what that means.
That's Stephen Choi, executive director of the New York Immigration Coalition. He says he's worried because consulates and customs and border protection agents at airports like JFK may not know how to interpret the ruling. That's why Choi and other groups are disappointed with the Supreme Court.
This is breathing new life into the Muslim refugee ban that we thought was dead.
Choi says he's watching to see what kind of guidance Homeland Security gives federal agents. Meanwhile, the Immigration Coalition has created a hotline travelers can call with concerns starting Thursday. And several legal groups say they'll help people at JFK Airport if they need to, just as they did before several federal courts struck down the president's travel ban. Beth Fertig, WNYC News.